For every 10 hospitals in the country, one belongs to a Catholic healthcare system. And in Washington state, Catholic hospitals own nearly half the hospital beds. In those places, reproductive care is limited. And in general, providers cannot terminate pregnancies unless a pregnant person's life is at risk. Thing is, KUOW's Eilish O'Neill reports from Seattle that it's not always clear when that's the case.
A few years ago, Allison was on a camping trip with her family when she started bleeding. She was 3 months pregnant. She rushed back to her hometown in Northwest Washington, where the only hospital is the Catholic-owned Peace Health.
They did an ultrasound. They said that the baby was fine and told me to come back if I was bleeding more.
She had to go back again and again. Each time, they gave her an ultrasound, told her the fetus still had a heartbeat, and sent her home. We're not using Allison's last name to protect her private health information. Back home from her third trip to the hospital, Allison's fever spiked, so she headed back to the ER. She asked the doctor, was there a possibility that she had a uterine infection?
I remember this so clearly. His back was turned to me, and he just kind of froze and just didn't answer it, almost as if I hadn't said it.
Allison says he then abruptly left the room.
And by this point, I'm writhing in pain, like it felt like something from The Exorcist, just gripping the side of the bed. And my mom was there with me, and she nearly fainted, just seeing me in that pain.
At that point, Allison's own OBGYN, who was not affiliated with the Catholic hospital, arrived. He did a pelvic exam and told Allison, you have a uterine infection, and the infection has spread. You're septic. Allison says he told her she needed a D&E, a procedure to terminate the pregnancy and empty the uterus so they could begin to address the infection and save her life.
I hadn't even thought about my life being in danger, and no one had brought that up. As soon as the shock kind of wore off, I was able to switch gears to please save my life. I have a daughter who needs me.
But it wasn't that simple. She says her doctor got very serious and said,
okay, this is what needs to happen, and it all needs to happen very quickly. Because you're in a Catholic hospital, what I need to do is go before the ethics board and just make a case and see if we can get this done here. And if that's not possible, you'll need to go to UW and have the procedure there.
Allison remembers waiting a couple of hours. She says it felt like an eternity. In the end, the hospital did authorize a D&E for Allison. Peace Health declined multiple requests for an interview, but a spokesperson said in an email that the hospital, quote, only allows the termination of a pregnancy when a mother's life and or long-term health are in danger. The spokesperson said that risk is determined by the physician, but ethics consults are available to help decide if terminating a specific pregnancy is allowable under Catholic medical ethics. But she said in a case like Allison's, quote, the immediate clinical needs of the patient would trump an ethics consult. However, Allison's medical records show that an ethics consult did indeed occur.
Hospitals have all the power to decide what they do.
Hilary Schwant is a professor at Western Washington University who studies reproductive health. She says as big hospital systems emerge, the number of Catholic-owned hospital beds has kept growing in Washington state. Three big cities, including Allison's hometown, only have a Catholic hospital.
And providers have a lot of power too. And the people with the least power are those who need the services.
It's not just Catholic hospitals that sometimes refuse to terminate pregnancies, but all Catholic hospitals have that policy. Schwant says, at a hospital that allows pregnancy termination, Allison's story would have unfolded very differently. There, providers would have told her early on that the pregnancy likely wasn't viable, and the conversation about whether or not to terminate the pregnancy would have started a lot sooner. They would have intervened well before Allison's life was in danger.
Really, what's happening is people's lives are being put at risk with those delays.
As of last year, Washington state has a new law that states that hospitals cannot prevent willing providers from offering care, including pregnancy termination, to patients who are experiencing complications. But Peace Health says it has not changed its policies in response to the law. For Here and Now, I'm Eilish O'Neill.